Random House Audiobooks presents The Bear and the Dragon by Tom Clancy.
The Bear and the Dragon. Going to work was the same everywhere, and the changeover from Marxism-Leninism to chaos capitalism hadn't changed matters much. Well, maybe things were now a little worse. Moscow was harder to drive in now that anyone could have a car. In the case of Sergei Nikolaevich Golovko, the car was a white Mercedes 600. There weren't many of them in Moscow. Maybe there were no more nomenklatura in this city, but rank did have its privileges, and he was chairman of the SVR. He didn't drive himself. He had Anatoly for that, a burly former Spetsnaz special operations soldier. The windows were coated with dark plastic and specced to stop anything up to a 12.7mm bullet. Sergei Nikolaevich had joined the intelligence business when the agency had been known as the KGB. A dealer in facts, he'd been able to continue his profession, for his government still needed them. As a man who well knew the world and some of its more important personalities, he was uniquely suited to advising his president, and so he had a voice in foreign policy, defense, and domestic matters. Now, KGB was split, and the domestic security branch was a shadow of its former self, while the SVR, formerly the first chief directorate, still gathered information. He was only a kilometer away from Dzerzhinsky Square. That, too, was no longer the same. The statue of Iron Felix was gone. The building behind it was the same, however. Once the stately home office of the Rossiya Insurance Company, it had later been known as the Lubyanka, with its basement full of cells and interrogation rooms. Most of those functions had been transferred to Lefortovo prison as the KGB bureaucracy had grown. Another car caught his eye. It was a twin to his own. Anatoly slowed and pulled behind a dump truck. There was yet another truck 100 meters beyond, driving slowly. Golovko stretched in his seat, barely able to see around the truck in front of his Benz. The distant dump truck. A man had been lying in the back. Now he rose, and he was holding Anatoly, Golovko said sharply, but his driver couldn't see around the truck to his immediate front. It was an RPG, a slender pipe with a bulbous end. The man came up to one knee and turned, aiming his weapon at the other white Benz, and just a thin puff of smoke from the rear of the launcher tube. But the bulbous part leapt off and streaked into the hood of the other Mercedes, and there it exploded. The sound roared across the square, and a wide, flat, jagged hole blew out of the trunk of the car, and that meant that anyone inside the vehicle would now be dead. Then the gasoline ignited, and the car burned. Govno! Now Anatoly saw what had happened. The majority of the vehicles had stopped, and Golovko's driver sought out the holes and darted through them, arriving at the vehicle entrance to Moscow Center in less than a minute. The armed guards there were already moving out into the square. The commander of the group saw Golovko's car and waved him inside. Golovko stepped out. Get him inside. This way, Comrade Chairman, a uniformed captain said, taking Sergei Nikolaevich's arm and heading off to the executive elevator. A minute later, he stumbled into his office, his brain only now catching up with what it had seen. He walked to the window to look down. Moscow police, called militiamen, were racing to the scene. He looked into a smoking hole which had minutes before been a hugely expensive vehicle. That was when Golovko's knees went weak. That could have been him. As chairman of the SVR, Golovko was not a man to believe in coincidences, and there were not all that many white Benz S600s in Moscow. Who wants me dead? He wondered. Dr. Benjamin Goodley arrived at Langley at 5:40. His job largely denied him much of a social life, which hardly seemed fair to the National Intelligence Officer. Was he not of marriageable age, possessed of good looks, a man with good prospects? Perhaps not the latter, Goodley thought, parking his car in a VIP slot. He drove a Ford Explorer because it was a nice car for driving in the snow, and there would be snow soon. Winter was coming, and winter in the D.C. area was wholly unpredictable. Goodley walked into the operations room at 5:55 a.m. "Hey, Ben."
"Morning, Charlie. Anything happening?"
"Somebody tried to whack Sergei Nikolaevich."
"What?"
"But they hit the wrong car with the RPG and took out somebody else we know.
Grigory Filipovich Avseenko?"
"Rasputin?"
"What's Station Moscow saying?"
"Either Avseenko made a big enemy in the Russian mafia, or maybe Golovko was the real target and they hit the wrong car. No telling which at this point."
"Any way we can look into their investigation?"
"The legal attaché, Mike Riley, is supposed to be pretty tight with their cops.
He got a bunch of them admitted to the FBI's National Academy post-grad cop courses down at Quantico."
"Maybe have the FBI tell him to nose around?
Can't hurt."
Goodley nodded.
"I'll recommend that."
"Well, the boss won't bitch about how boring the world is today."
He headed back to his SUV.